Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is August 7th, 2016. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planets' patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. A lot went down last week with Donald Trump, but first, let's check in with the 2016 Summer Olympics, which kicked off last Friday. Here's the chart of the time of opening ceremonies, marking the official birth of the Games. The three benefic planets, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter, have been joined by the Moon and all crammed into Leo. Leo is the sign of royalty and wants to be acknowledged, to be known. Thus, Leo is connected with the performing arts and with entertainment. So, a fitting combination for the Olympic Games. But what's up with this Aquarius ascendant? Neptune, the planet of dreams and illusions, is conjunct Ketu, the eclipse point, an indicator of the spiritual and the idealistic. Aquarius is the sign of groups, of societal revolution, progressive, and team-oriented. So, an Olympics with an emphasis on team spirit, with a nod to changing the world to make it better. Note, too, that Saturn, as the ruler of the ascendant, is in the 10th house position in Scorpio, with the 10th house ruler, Mars. This is a combination for great determination that leads to success. The competitors have to be single-minded in their pursuit of victory. Okay. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton got a significant bounce in the polls after the Democratic nominating convention. She went from 1% ahead of Trump to as much as 9% in some polls. Note that as of July 31st, all three benefic planets, Mercury, Venus, and Jupiter, have been transiting in Clinton's 11th house of gains and rewards. Add to this Rahu, which is Vedic astrology's significator of material success. Note, too, July turned out to be the Clinton campaign's best in fundraising, over $90 million. In retrospect, it seems that the DNC in Philadelphia was calculated to push some buttons on Donald Trump, and yep, he did respond, showing up his weak side. That Mars in his natal ascendant is always eager to take on any challenge. Problem is, Mars is also the planet of haste and impulse. Add to that the powerful instincts of his Scorpio full moon, and we see that Donald's major vulnerability is the ease with which he can be provoked. Or as Clinton pointed out, do we want someone who can be baited with a tweet to be the one with his finger on the nuclear button? During the past week, Mercury was in position opposite to Neptune. Mercury is the planet of facts and data. Neptune is the planet of fantasy, illusion, and confusion. Venus and Mercury were both transiting in Leo, Donald Trump's ascendant sign. His ascendant contains his natal Mars, the planet of combat. Neither Mercury nor Venus combine favorably with Mars. Donald Trump dug himself deeper into a hole last week by insisting that he had seen a top-secret video of a $400 million U.S. dollars payment being delivered to Iran in a ransom deal for hostages. He dressed up the story with lots of details about the video. It was a very clear video. The money was pouring out of the plane, he said. Although there was a payment made to Iran, a decades-old debt of money that the U.S. actually did owe, intelligence officials insisted that there was no such video of money pouring out of a plane. And finally, on Friday, Trump admitted that the video he had seen was one of a U.S. plane landing in Geneva, where it had picked up hostages freed from Iran. The list of gaffes committed by the Republican nominee keeps growing. At the beginning of the week, a Vietnam vet gave Trump his Purple Heart medal. Trump's response, "I always wanted a Purple Heart. This is much easier." It was an insensitive, callous statement. Trump got 5 deferments during the Vietnam War, when he would have been eligible to serve. And this coming on the heels of his running battle with the Muslim parents of an Army war hero, who had dared to criticize Trump for not making any sacrifice for his country. It seems as if Trump is determined to alienate the veterans and families of armed forces members. So, the question is this how it's going to go for the rest of the campaign? Okay, let's take a look at what's going on in his astrology chart. Trump's big problem right now is that as Mars advances in Scorpio, it is getting closer and closer to his natal Moon-Ketu combination. Mars plus natal Moon is very emotional and reactive. Mars plus natal Ketu can be explosive. The exact conjunction won't be until the second week of September, but we won't have to wait until then to start seeing some of the effects. Another factor is Jupiter, which is changing signs this coming week, entering Virgo. This will put Jupiter in Trump's second house, the house of money, families, values, speech. Jupiter will likely open up the spigots for more money coming into his campaign. Jupiter will also give him more opportunities to speak. The problem is that Jupiter, the planet of increase, is also the planet of beliefs and confidence, and when it goes through your second house by transit, it impels you to speak your truth. As we have already experienced, some of Donald's truths run a bit contrary to what others believe. That's because he has retrograde Jupiter in his second house in the natal chart. When natal Jupiter is retrograde, you run on your own system of beliefs. Oh yes, and then there's his natal Neptune, planet of fantasy and delusion. Now add the energy of transiting Jupiter, which increases everything, and you can imagine what will happen. So, combine that Jupiter in the second house energy pattern with the Mars transit hitting his emotional moon, and it looks like the gaffes will just keep on coming. In fact, the Donald may only just be getting started. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Review of the Week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.